Hi everyone, we are the Gooders, people who do good. We help people dealing with life challenges and empower them to help others. Today, we are hosting Marcin Lepchinski. Thank you so much for being with us. Apologies for if I'm not pronouncing your name super accurate, but you can. But I'm definitely happy to have you with us, Marcin. Thank you so much.
Well, Irad, thank you very much for having me on. It's an honor to be here on your show today.
Thanks. So this podcast is brought to you by CirclesApp.com, the go-to place for life challenges like grief, divorce, cancer, etc. In every episode, we speak with an inspiring person who moderates an audio chat room for people dealing with the same life challenge. We will tell their story and the story of the members of their group. So today, we would love to hear your story. Thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So when you're ready, I would love to hear your story.
Going back, welcome all. Thank you for being here today with us, for listening to our audio, watching our video. My name is Marcin Lepchinski. I am a certified divorce coach, motivational speaker. I am a single dad, a proud father of two beautiful children. My son is 12. My daughter is 8. And my journey began 4 years ago. 4 years ago, we were very happy family. I met my wife in high school. She was my first girlfriend. She was my first wife. We had it all, you know, as our journeys was continuing, and we had good schools, we had good careers, we traveled the world, we did wonderful things. Later on, we bought our first home, you know, then the children came, you know, we had to buy a bigger home and so on. As we were living together, building beautiful family, we did many wonderful things. And then all of a sudden, one day, after 12 years, I was blindsided. I was dumbfounded, where my wife wanted a divorce. One day. And it wasn't fun. What happened is we were living together in a beautiful home, and as we go through our journeys of marriage, right, it takes constant work. It's not easy. There is no schools or any other, you know, education system that teaches us, hey, how to be a good husband, how to be a good wife, right? How to, you know, be successful in the marriage, in the relationship. No one teaches us except maybe if we look at our parents, we look at our friends, or someone else, hey, what are some of the secrets of being happy, have a good, happy, healthy, and healthy marriage, right? So no one taught me that. No one taught her that or anything. So I had to learn on my own as I was, you know, a part of the marriage and the relationship. And when I got married, I was 21 years old. That was, to me, I believe it was at the very young age. And we did many things. We traveled the world. We did different cruises. We did all kinds of different things. So we did enjoy the life. But as the life goes, kids come, school comes, you know, we have a tendency to fall in a certain routine, in certain habits, when we do same thing over and over. And as the time progresses in our marriage, we forget to focus on ourselves, right? We focus to date again. We focus to go out, you know, for dinners, for movie theaters. We focus to do things that we used to do, because right now we put all of our energy, all of our focus on our children, right? You know, everything around the house, you know, all the activities. And by the time the day is over, we both are tired. We don't feel like talking. We are both exhausted. We go to bed. And we go to sleep, and we follow this into this trap, into this routine of those daily habits, where we don't grow, we don't work on our marriage. You know, if you do not work on your marriage, you work on your divorce. It takes work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of dedication, and it's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. It takes both individuals in order, you know, for this relationship, for this marriage to be really successful. So I was with my wife. We were together for 15 years, that we were married for 12 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, when our marriage was falling apart, you know, we decided to take some time apart. So for 3 weeks, I did move out to my parents' house, you know, just to take apart, you know, relax a little bit, you know, calm the waters and everything. So I did that. I moved out for 3 weeks to my parents' house. We lived in a beautiful home. We had a beautiful home in the suburbs. And it was during the holidays, Christmas, New Year's. So after 3 weeks, kids were going back to school after New Year's, and then I was going back to work. So when I came home, my wife wasn't home. She was out grocery shopping. And, you know, I brought my luggage back and everything. I didn't unpack or anything. So when my wife came back home, you know, I helped her unpack the groceries and all that stuff. We started talking. It was in the kitchen. And as we were talking, you know, I said that, hey, you know what? I am moving in. You know, it's been 3 weeks, like we talked about. You know, it's time. And let's resume, you know, our relationship, our marriage. And she told me, no, you cannot move back in. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, hey, I am paying for the mortgage. You know, I'm still supporting the family. I'm still paying all the bills and everything. And why cannot I move in? You know, this is my home as well. You know, this is where I want to be. I want to sleep in my own bed. I miss my kids. You know, I miss my family. And she's like, I'm sorry, you cannot move back in. There were no arguments. There were no fights or anything. But you know what? When the person that I love, the person that I share secrets with, the person that I admire, you know, the person that I was growing up with was just so cold. There was no love. There was no compassion. So what happened is she called the police. The police came over and she told the police that, you know what, hey, I don't feel safe anymore with him. So the police officer, you know, listened to her story. They listened to my story. And when that happened, I did not know what was happening. I kind of blacked out physically. I was there. But mentally, I left my body. I had my two kids. My son was 6 years old. My daughter was three. And as you know, police came in, I remember this moment very vividly where my body got so tense. It got so stressed. I couldn't even breathe. I was without air because I didn't know what was happening. I was in shock. I was in disbelief. And my ex says, my wife said, told my kids that, you know what? Say goodbye to your daddy. So I was kneeling in the kitchen and my daughter came over. You know, she was on my shoulders. Same thing for my son. You know, both were hugging me. And I couldn't even say a word. I felt like my best friend stabbed me with a kitchen in my back. That was the hardest moment in my life. I couldn't even shed a tear. I was in shock. I didn't know what to do. And as I was hugging my children, you know, they were both crying and saying, Daddy, don't go. Daddy, don't go. And I just had no answer. I had no answer. I had to stand up and walk out of the house. I have to take my luggage that was unpacked. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I felt like a stranger. I felt like a person that, you know what, that was not wanted in that home by a person that loved me for so many years. I have no word to describe how I felt. Everything that we have built for, I had to leave. I was kicked out. I was thrown out. Next day, the door locks were changed and everything. I have no access to my home. Here I was, 35 years old, male. I had no place to go except my parents.
Wow.
I'm so grateful and thankful, you know, for my parents that they accepted me. They took me back home. I went back to my parents' house crying. I opened up, I rang the doorbell. My mom opened up the doors and said, "What are you doing here?" I told my mom. She told me I cannot live there anymore. My mom started crying. She gave me a hug. And that was it. That was it. And then at that moment, next day, I decided, you know, that I want to file for divorce. I'm done. It's over. Mm-hmm. I cannot live like this, you know, with myself. Yeah. So as my journey began, I started searching. What is the first thing that we do, right? We go look for an attorney because mm-hmm. I was the first one in my family that went through a divorce. I was too embarrassed. I was too ashamed. I was so emotionally overwhelmed. I could not even think clearly what to do, right? So the only thing that I have heard from others is to, yeah, go seek an attorney. So that took it was a very lengthy process. I had to take time off because I had to go see an attorney. You know, I did consultations and so on, right? And to find out who will be the best attorney for me. So as I was going to my consultation, one of the attorney asked me, "Hey, did your wife already filed for divorce?" And I said, "I don't know." So they went into the computer, they looked up and said, "You know what? She didn't file, but I have some bad news for you." I'm like, "What is it?" "Oh, she filed an order of protection against you." And at that time, I didn't even know what that was. So I asked the attorney, "What is it?" "Oh, for 21 days, you cannot see your children. You cannot call your children. You cannot be near the house. You cannot go by the school. Complete lockdown." And that was another step in my back. You know, I did everything with my kids. You know, I was the first one to come home early after work. I did homework. I did cooking. I did activities. We, you know, played outside together. 99% of the time I spent time with the kids. Can you imagine your kids being taken away from you? You cannot see them in a blink of an eye. It was hard. I had so many sleepless nights. I cried myself to sleep. For a couple months, I couldn't function. I couldn't even think clearly because I was stuck in my story. I was asking myself, why did this happen to me? Such a good person. I go to church. I believe in God. I pray. I love God and everything. Why did this happen to me? I cannot fathom. And that was the hardest thing in my life. I never experienced such a traumatic event in my life. I cannot even explain to a person that have not gone through it what we go through. So as my journey began, you know, as I was going to work every day, and I was sick and tired living this lifestyle, you know, living paycheck to paycheck because I have to pay child support, I have to pay child care and other expenses as well, you know, pay for the clothes, pay for the food. You know, later on when I was able to see my children, you know, after the courts, you know, we went to court. And then that after 21 days, my attorney says that that's the first thing that we have to do is to remove the order of protection. So we did that. We agreed. But you know what? When I saw my ex-wife in the court, it's like two strangers. Everything that we have built for 15 years, we were destroying everything on a battlefield.
Wow.
Completely everything we have built, cars, homes, all the memories, we destroyed. We fought about. We sold everything. And you hit the rock bottom.
Yeah.
Where now you have to start rebuilding. Rebuilding, where do you even begin? How do you even rebuild where you cannot even function, where you cannot even think clearly? You're so emotionally overwhelmed. You're stuck in your story. You're blaming yourself. You're so negative. You hate the whole world. You're angry at God. You're angry at yourself. You're angry at everyone around you.
Oh. Wow, that's That's heartbreaking. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. It's like, so can you share with us like what, like now, like fast forward, you're now not just out of the situation, you're also supporting other people. So can you tell us a little bit about the moment of the change and then a little bit about how do you support people today?
Yes, absolutely. You know what? I am very grateful that I have experienced that experience and what I have went through. Because what I would like to share is how I got into that the place where I am today is I was sick and tired living that life, just coming home after work, watching TV, wasting my life. So there was a small voice inside of me. I believe it was God, whatever we all believe in, right? Our intuition that told me something that, you know what, I should do something more. There was something inside of me, right? So what I started, what helped me a lot is I started reading books, self-development books, how to get through the divorce. I started watching a lot of motivational videos, a lot of positive videos, you know, to uplift me, to bring me up. And, but you know what? It was good. It helped me, but it did not help me much. So I asked myself, you know, hey, what are some of my goals for 2021? What do I have to do to improve myself, to get better, right? So I wrote down the goals. Hey, I have to get better at just speaking because I was shy. I had no self-confidence. I was just broken. I was just stuck. I was a very negative person. I did not know what I wanted in my life. So as I was searching, I found my mentor, which was Les Brown, Les Brown motivational speaker. And after I learned his program, phenomenal program, is I learned the power of storytelling. I met so many wonderful people that have shared their stories, that have shared their journeys. And it really hit me that, you know what? I would love to share my story. Why? Because I believe, you know, many men, many women are going through divorces in the United States. In the United States, the ratio is 50% of men and women that get married get divorced. It's a very high statistic, and it's a very sad statistic. So, you know, as I was coaching with Mr. Les Brown, through him, I met another coach. I met a mindset coach that, you know what, it costed me a lot. It costed me all of my savings. But in 6 months, that coach, that one person completely changed my life around, helped me rebuild me, showed me the possibilities, showed me the gifts, showed me the talents that we have deep inside of us, that how deep of a reservoir we have. And in those 6 months, he helped me rebuild myself, rebuild my life, rebuild my self-confidence. It's right now, it's through the roof.
Amazing. I can hear it, like your intonation is so different. Like when you're telling this story and the other, like the early days and then, so it's amazing. We don't have much time. So I wanted to ask you now, I know we see that you are leading rooms. You are actually helping other people. You're a divorce coach, but also you're leading rooms at Circles. You meet people online, audio, people can join and you're helping them share the story. Can you tell us really shortly a story of one member that was in your room and left an impression on you and you think that really got value out of being part of this audio?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you know what? This journey has put me in my life where I am today. You know, I believe, you know, we go through these wonderful journeys as individuals because I believe, you know what, God or whatever you believe in is choosing you, right, through this process. You know, he breaks you down, he rebuilds you and prepares you for another journey. So, you know what, as I went through my journey, so I want to give back because, you know what, one person changed my life. So I'll be that person to help others in need. And I joined Circles, and I am very happy for this amazing app, amazing idea, Ered, for you, your team, and everyone that is supporting, because, you know, phenomenal platform that is supporting men and women that are going through a divorce. So as a divorce guide, I have my own room, and it's called Life After Divorce, and I love it. I love it being divorce guide because, you know what, so many wonderful men and women come at the different stages of their divorce. Many people, what I see is dealing with loneliness, dealing with stuck, dealing with self-blame. They don't know how to move on. And what I do is I really admire, I am really proud of those individuals that come in that actually seek support. Because you know what? We have a safe room, no judgment zone or anything, where you can speak freely, where you can share your story, where we can support one another. Because we all have different tools, we have different techniques that we can help one another get through this very painful, difficult situation. Because you know what? You are not alone. We are here for you. We are here for you. You don't have to do this alone, right? Because we are amazing human beings. So what I really do love working with those individuals is uplift them, show them what's possible, that you know what? Life doesn't end. This is just the beginning. Every ending has a new beginning. And then, you know, when that individual comes in, when they are broken, right? When they are lonely, they don't know where to begin, when they're stuck. And then when I share my tools, when I share my techniques with them, they leave with different energy. They leave with a purpose. They leave with a goals. And then they come back because it's a journey. It doesn't happen overnight, right? You have to continue working on it. So that's what I really love and supporting, you know, individuals.
I think that's an amazing ending. Thank you so much, first of all, for sharing your story. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing for people. I can see the feedbacks on your rooms and people are really like their life are changing. So keep up the good work and keep supporting people. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, thank you for having me. And you know what? One relationship at a time. And you know what? My goal is to help and transform, you know, thousands of divorced men and women lives. Thank you.
Thank you.